Hey everybody, welcome back to We Are Movies. As always, I'm Johnny Mockney, and this is another mini-sode. I am kind of doing this as sort of an addendum to the last full-length episode I recently put out. If you haven't listened to it, by all means, do so. It was some of the most fun I've had doing this podcast, quite honestly. It was a long, over 2 hour long episode on the best World War II movies. I recorded that with Louis Michael, and we had a great time. And I think it just panned out to be a fantastic episode. So if you haven't listened to that, I recommend it. Of course, I'm a biased party, but I recommend it. And I came away from that episode. I listened to it again, and I started to kind of realize little things I missed. First of all, before I get to the main thing, I think I incorrectly said that the movie Kelly's Heroes had Clint Eastwood and Ernest Borgnine. And when I said Ernest Borgnine, I meant Don Rickles. Don't know how that happened. You know, two wonderful performers who have unfortunately left this earth, but that was just a mix-up on my part in the heat of the moment. Didn't fact check it then and there like I should have. But the biggest reason I'm talking to you today is because I forgot an entire movie, a film that I didn't have in my notes for some reason, just completely slipped my mind when I thought of World War II movies. And it's quite honestly probably because I think it's just doesn't fit the usual aesthetics and topics of most World War II films, at least in the mainstream. I think we talked quite a bit about the Pacific Theater, about the European Theater, mostly in situations involving the United States. And we also talked about some films depicting the Holocaust. We also did talk a little bit about Russia versus Germany in the context of the film Downfall. But somehow, yeah, this one just slipped my mind, and it's certainly one of my top five World War II movies, and maybe it's because I don't even think of it in the context of being a World War II movie. It just doesn't, it's kind of transcended that, but I think it's one of the greatest war films of all time, just one of the greatest films of all time. It's a Russian movie called Come and See. It was released in 1985, and if you're a big film buff, you've probably seen it, especially if you're in like the kind of film Twitter Letterboxd crowd. I think this was suggested in the Letterboxd Film Club not too long ago, and also got a Criterion release last year, so it's definitely had a resurgence lately. But Come and See is just a devastating war film. It centers around a young Russian boy. Takes place during the Nazi occupation of Belarus, and basically it's about this kid, Furia, who ends up joining the resistance movement against the occupying Nazis. And in a lot of ways, this, I don't know when this came out in comparison to Red Dawn. Actually, I'm going to look that up real quick just to see. Okay, so this this came out a year after Red Dawn, and it is like 100% the anti-Red Dawn. I mean, where Red Dawn, even though that movie features atrocities and it's these kids gearing up against the invaders in this fictional situation of the Soviets invading the United States, you know, it's still, at the end of the day, it's still like, aha, but we're fighting a good cause, and the kids who die, they die nobly. And nothing is noble in the best war movies, the best anti-war movies, of course. And Come and See is an anti-war film through and through. It is harrowing, it is depressing, it's terrifying, extremely emotional, ultra realistic in many ways. In certain scenes, utilizes a handheld cam and really kind of throws you into the middle of the chaos, but then also at other times really leans into the formalist aspects of the movie and how it cuts, and some of the metaphorical imagery. It particularly does a lot of amazing stuff with faces. This movie is full of these close-ups, these sort of like symmetrical shots of characters looking directly at the camera, and that particularly is meaningful with the main character, Floria, who physically changes from the beginning to the end of the movie. His face changes, and that it is not, there's no better visual a visual representation of how much much war affects a child and just robs them of all of their innocence and their sort of, you know, their squeaky clean outlook. And it's a heartbreaking film. It's an unflinching film. I mean, it's particularly, I think, known for the last like 40 minutes, which are just, you know, beat you down. It's like, it's a rough experience, but like incredible as well. It's not exploitation, you know, this isn't something like a Serbian film or something where it's just like, oh, look at that, isn't that awful. Like it's done with a whole lot of gravitas and attention to detail, and I don't really want to talk about the movie too much. It's not particularly well known. I don't want to spoil the best sequences, but I think everyone should watch it. And it's one of my greatest regrets in life, not even just in the history of this podcast, but one of my greatest regrets that I didn't bring it up with Louis, because I think it's a fantastic film. One of the best films about World War II. One of the greatest movies just about sort of an underrepresented part of the war. The Nazi occupation of Russia, and which I guess I don't think went by Russia at the time. It shows you what a history buff I am, using the incorrect names. But anyway, yeah, just an incredible movie. Stream it where you can. If you have the Criterion Channel, obviously that's a good way to do it, and get the Blu-ray if you can. It looks amazing. It looks just fantastic. Amazing cinematography by a DP named, I'm going to do my best here, Alexei Rodionov, and also directed by Elam Klimov, who I actually have not seen any other films by him, but I would like to. I mean, quite honestly, I really sound like a novice when it comes to some of this stuff, because really it is like, you know, I'm not a film archaeologist, definitely not to the extent that I would like to be one day. And a lot of the movies that I end up seeing they're already surrounded by buzz, you know, they get a Criterion release, they're talked about on Letterboxd, whatever, you know. That's the case with this movie, and I can't take credit for just like pulling this one out of obscurity. So yeah, incredible release from this movie, and definitely see it if you, obviously, if you're, you know, if you want to. it's an ordeal. You got to get into it. You got to be in the right mood for something like Come and See. But and it's probably a movie you'll never want to watch again, and I understand why. But just a jaw-dropping, excellent anti-war movie. Especially makes quite a double feature with Red Dawn. If you want to come down from the high of a film like that, this one will really beat you to your knees. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed today's mini-sode. I will be back with you very soon. I have a great episode on the back burner, hoping to release next week. It features Ndegwa McLeod, a good friend of mine who's been on this podcast quite a few times, and also co-host of You Can't Handle the Genre. So I'm very excited for you to listen to that. We talked about a very, very special movie to both of us. It's very close to both of our hearts. And so I will release that soon. And we're actually coming up On the 100th episode. It's not too far away. I mean, it's about, what, 14 episodes away now? And so I'll have to plan something important for that. And I will start doing that now. But anyway, till next week, I'm Johnny Mockney. Bye-bye.